Thank you. Congressman?
Kenneth, it's a difficult issue in a lot of ways because it's a wartime. We're at a status of war, and the use of those have been individuals that are directly connected to Al-Qaeda, typically. So this ongoing conversation that's happened for about the last 12 years. President Bush used drones in some of the strikes. President Obama has accelerated that. But I asked the question, it'd be interesting for you and I to be able to have the conversation maybe after this is over. Is there a difference between an F-16 launching a missile, between an Apache launching a Hellfire, or between a drone being able to launch something? And for some individuals, they'd say yes, they don't like a drone. They want a pilot in the aircraft actually launching that rather than the pilot being 1,000 miles away in a safe, secure room. I would say really in a wartime experience, there is no difference. Now, when you deal with the issue of what happens if that's an American on the ground there? Well, Americans have rights that are different than other individuals. We have constitutional protections. But if an American commits a treasonous act and as is at war with the United States, with their own country, if there's any way to be able to capture that individual, they should stand for trial. If there's no way safely to be able to access that person and they are in a battlefield situation in preparation to be able to attack the country with the enemy, yes, we're justified. That's no different than a police officer standing on the street and an American citizen draws a gun and says, I'm about to shoot you, for a police officer to be able to respond to that. Now, that may be difficult to be able to process, but the President of the United States has a very difficult responsibility. That is to protect Americans and to protect our country from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And though the President and I have disagreed on many of the issues, this is one that requires oversight, but is one area that I do not disagree with him. We should protect America.